Hey kids!
Listen up!
The Chris and Rob action figures have arrived!
Wow! They fight!
Ow! Ow! And you can bend them!
Yikes! And you can use them as a chew toy for your dog!
Cover them with lighter fluid!
Bury them in sanded dog crap!
Or just sneak into Barbie's funhouse in the middle of the night!
But watch out for Earring Magic Ken!
Scram, you dirty brute!
So pick them up at your local toy store, and remember,
I'm Chris,
and I'm Rob,
and together,
we're only $19.95 plus tax.
If your Chris and Rob action figures don't come with a Pizza Papa John's coupon, then they're not official Chris and Rob merchandise.
Welcome back to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
That radio comedy is a piece of cake. You want to just keep, you want to stop it?
You're careening out of control down a highway. Would you then check your brakes? No, you would do it beforehand. So I guess the only thing to do is to go to Chris in a cellular phone. Go ahead, Chris. Hi, Chris, are you there? Chris, are you there? Did you tell him how it worked? Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Who is this?
This is Rob. Oh, Chris
Redford.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
He's like way out of it. He can't hear us. So what's going on, man?
It's 2:05 in the goddamn morning, and I'm calling from up on Lake Erie.
Up there in sunny, romantic Port Clinton.
Yeah, I saw, and I'm going home right now, and I figured I might as well call, but I didn't know if you guys had taken the week off or anything.
Man, we're not that big time yet.
Yeah, you're getting there, though.
We are getting there. We're inching there, we're clawing there, we're scrapping there, and we'll be there pretty soon.
I'm awful goddamn proud of you guys.
We see the end of the horizon, it's in sight, and we'll be at the Oasis before too long.
Is that right?
Yep.
Have you guys heard anything?
You know what I heard?
What?
Sheep.
What?
Get it, heard, sheep.
Really? Okay. You're cheap.
That's a Hyde Park joke.
That's very nice.
no, but actually, if you or any of the other Chris and Rob fans out there would like to check out Chris and Rob on an AM signal, tune in to 550 WLWA Sunday afternoon. There's been a change. Sunday afternoon from 3 o'clock until 6:30.
Does this mean I'm on the air right now?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't waste my cellular time touting yourself. Jesus Christ, you got 3 hours to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Those poor son of a bees are going to be asleep by then anyway. Hey.
Hey.
God, you guys are like on a rocket to the top.
I tell you what, we're on the fast track. I mean, you know, it's drugs, it's women,
yeah.
It's fame, it's glory, it's swell heads.
You guys got like a zoo down there in the morning, like some kind of zoo or breakfast club or some kind of jackass thing they call themselves. They got long hair, like 40 years old, and they're still trying to be hip.
And they have on satin jackets with the sleeves pushed
out. Jesus Christ. What do they call themselves? A breakfast zoo?
I tell you what, but Chris has grown a beard, and he's starting to part his hair in the middle.
Well, just so he has hair. That's what we're concerned about.
Well, I think it's his own.
He's going for that Jesus Christ look, isn't he?
No, but I understand exactly what you're saying. That is the trend. And, you know, Chris's last name is now Allen, and my last name's now Scott. So we have those real... Chris Scott and Rob Allen. Chris Allen and Rob Scott.
Oh, a couple of real... I don't know if I can say it on the air. I don't want you FCC finding your ass too badly, but let me tell you something about those two queers in the morning. You don't want any part of them, right?
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, anybody calls themselves a GD breakfast club or breakfast zoo or herd of elephants or whatever the hell it is, make my ass tired.
The Breakfast Zoo Patrol.
Breakfast Zoo Patrol? Why don't they just call themselves a busload of gay people? Jesus. Let me guess, they've got long hair and they're 40 years old. And they got these neat little condos up on the hill or the mountain or whatever they call that cheese little part of Cincinnati.
I tell you what, we're going to get totally crazy now. We're going to be total lunatics. We're going to push the envelope of broadcasting here some Bob Seger. We're working on that kind of stuff. So how's life been for you up there on the lake?
Oh, man. It's good. It's good. Everything's just swell. I'm not on the air right now, am I?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Did you hear about Cincinnati being rated North America's most livable city? Not
yes.
Toronto.
Yes, and I heard the Grand Knight of the Ku Klux Klan just named the sheriff the head toastmaster of the Midwest Convention. Who gives a God blessed about Cincinnati? For
hey, let me tell you one thing about this place's rated survey.
Yeah.
What struck my attention, me, Rob Scott, Rob Allen, Rob Scott. What struck my attention is Pittsburgh was number 5.
Oh, shit. I mean, oh, shucks. You got to be kidding me.
Pittsburgh was number 5, baby.
Where was Wapakoneta, number 2?
I tell you what, that kind of puts it in perspective. Sure, we were number 1, but we were only 4 places above Pittsburgh.
Former Rust Belt cities that have come back. Pittsburgh, number 5.
Youngstown, number 4.
Beautiful Youngstown, number 4. Oh, my God. Next thing you know, Johnstown, Pennsylvania is going to be bringing up the rear. Who knows what the hell that means.
Allentown, baby.
All I know is that I just got done watching an hour's worth of this Conan O'Brien.
So what?
And we're sitting there drinking beers, and I heard that Chevy Chase tried to commit suicide.
Here we go.
Is that right?
I did not hear that.
But Dr. Jack Kevorkian was busy that day, and no, it's serious that Chevy tried to commit suicide.
Really?
Really. I'm serious. But he tried to slice his wrist, but his hands were still shaking too much, so he failed.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's a poor, very poor. Very poor. But this Conan O'Brien guy, have you watched him?
I watched him last night talking to Hammer and Henry Aaron and William Afavaco here.
Oh, did you see the guy come out and squeeze his head for skull juice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's out of control.
That was kind of cute.
You got a lot of that on the Breakfast Club Zoo or whatever the hell.
The Breakfast Zoo Patrol, baby.
Bus full of gay people, I don't know. How's the tooth?
It's coming in good. It's shined up. It's polished up. I even almost had to floss it, but then I remembered there was none on the other side of it.
We got like 6 inches of snow up here.
You do not.
Hell yes. It's snowing like a damn blizzard.
You're lying.
I'm just driving aimlessly through north central Ohio.
You're lying, though.
I can barely pick you guys up, too. Strong signal tonight.
Thank you.
Strong signal.
When it's cold, you know, it has a tendency to come in a little bit stronger.
Yeah, right. When the wind's blowing in the right direction. All right, boys. I got to go to bed.
Chris, you're a man of your word. 749-5500. It's Sunday afternoon. That's Halloween, All Hallows Eve. You got that?
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, baby.
Chris, you got to scare off the evil saints.
I love you.
So, Chris told me to stall you, so that's what I'm doing. What we got to do is you got to call us Sunday afternoon between 3 and 6:30. Give us the big high sign from what's going on up there on the lake.
I got the number tattooed on my chest.
You should have it. Well, can you see your chest, or do you have to stand in front of the mirror? Then it's backwards and upside down.
Got to see from backwards. That's very good. All right, I got to get some out of here.
I tell you what, man. Don't send your cellular bill to us.
All right, I won't.
All right, later.
I call collect.
Thanks.
Bye.
Ciao. Live update from Port Clinton, Ohio, to start off the Rob Late Night Talk Show. Studio A is having some major difficulties. We could be making that major transfer over across the hall to our friends in Studio B. 3, 2, 1, go!
Hi. We're going to attempt to do this right again. Are you there?
Hi, I'm Rob.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. Dial it up, and we hope this goes okay. We hope. Dig that groovy jazz.
15 minutes after 2 o'clock on this, the sole reason.
Now,
Cincinnati is the most livable spot in the whole damn country.
Rob, before I was running around here like a crazy chicken with his legs cut off, what were you and Chris from the car phone talking about?
We were talking about phony radio people, and we were talking about wacky morning shows that are all over the FM where you got 45-year-old guys with their hair parted in the middle wearing satin jackets with the sleeves pushed up. We have two first names playing Loverboy.
That would be us, wouldn't it?
Heck yeah.
I'd like to remind you that tonight's program is brought to you in part by Papa John's Pizza. That's right, Papa John's Pizza. Delivering the perfect pizza. Let's try that again.
You hit me and like I was supposed to know what you were going to say.
You
like
gotta
I have
read,
ESPN.
You got to read my mind. This is
like I've got that ESPN or something.
Let's try again. Remember.
Delivering the
perfect pizza.
Delivering the perfect pizza.
That's right. Pizza puff, Papa puff, John's. Puff. Next time you're in Clifton and you're desiring one of those things, dial up 961-PAPA. That's 961-P-A-P-A. No, not P-O-P-A. P-A-P-A. All right. And, as we said, this is Chris and Rob, the phone number 749-1444, and dig that groovy jazz. Man, you could smoke cigarettes to that music.
But Cincinnati's number one, Pittsburgh's number five. What does that tell
okay,
you?
Okay, so the place is Rated Almanac, which I don't know if that really does give a hoot or not. I mean,
how often is it published? It's only published like every 4 years or so.
Is it really a journal that's taken seriously by the...
Have you ever heard of it? Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Have I ever heard of it?
No.
Have you ever heard of it,
but
Scott?
They said Cincinnati is number one, so they gotta be all right.
Well, big deal. Did they even show up here? Did they live here? Did they hang out here? Did they watch that thing on ABC where women were ripped off buying cars?
They probably went up to Mount Adams for lunch.
Probably went to Longberry's Worth's or something. Had a nice chicken breast sandwich and said, hey, this place is kind of cool. Why don't we give it a big number one rating? I don't know. It's kind of coming down to it's either Pittsburgh or Cincinnati. We'll go with... Oh, God. You got to watch that, dude.
I know. It ain't easy.
Hold
it
on,
ain't easy being greasy.
A little bit, man. All right. How's this?
That's a little better, I guess.
Dude, you run into me. If you, Chris is rolling around in the chair, and he slammed in my knee not once but twice in about 30 seconds. So I'll be walking with a noticeable limp if you see me around town today.
So, Rob, what's your favorite thing about Cincinnati? Like, if you wrote for the Places Rated Almanac and you were going to make Cincinnati number one, what would your reason be?
Community radio. I understand that WAIF is a very unique radio station in the whole country. It's one of, if not the only, totally community-oriented, sponsored, Ryan radio station. And that's cool.
Ian, you're on the air.
Ian.
Ian. Check it out, will ya?
Ian, you got your radio turned up?
Yeah.
Let's try that again. Hello, Ian. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's the good word?
Just leave it on.
Okay, let's try it again. Ian, how are you?
Pretty good, man.
All right. It's good to hear.
Find out what he wants.
I'm supposed to find out what you want.
More beer. I don't know. Shit.
More beer. All right, what kind?
Rolling Rock.
What's wrong with Oldenburg or Little Kings or something born and brewed right here in sunny, romantic Cincinnati, the number one city in America?
Oh, come on. You guys live here. You know better than that.
Oldenburg is... that's that Kentucky beer, isn't it? So you don't...
It's still greater Cincinnati, all right?
Well, big deal. Cincinnati's going to claim all of northern Kentucky, too. I mean, is it Cincinnati or is it the whole big giant... I mean, if Hamilton's included in this Cincinnati thing, then obviously it's the top place to live in the country.
Oh, come on now.
But I thought Hamilton was its own special, unique, individual community. I didn't know Cincinnati was going to try to annex all of the southern Ohio, northern Kentucky, southeastern Indiana region.
Why not? In the airport, don't we?
It's not even in Cincinnati, and that's absolutely pathetic.
Exactly.
And when you fly into Cincinnati, they'll put this tag on your bags. CVG. What the hell does that stand for?
Covington.
That's what it stands for?
It stands for Covington.
I thought it stood for Cincinnati's very good.
It can stand for that, too. Papers too much.
Hey, man. So, what'd you think about Cincinnati being ranked number one? Did it just blow you away like it did me?
I thought it was crap.
You said, boy, a prestigious magazine like Rated Almanac. Hmm, I think I've never heard of it or never seen it at my local newsstand, yet it must be prestigious.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Never heard of it, and what the hell, it's published like once every 4 years.
Toronto was on the list, though, and I lived in Toronto, so it was nearby Toronto. I'd have to say that's a lot better than Cincinnati.
Yeah, but is it better than Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh clocking at number 5, you know.
Yeah, it's better than Pittsburgh.
You're treading on some pretty thin ice there, man. Saying Toronto's a better place to live than Pittsburgh.
Come on, man. Got a better baseball team, though.
Indianapolis, Louisville is... Hold on, where the hell's the other ones? I don't know. Where are the top five? Isn't the top five in here? I don't know. I lost the top five.
Hey, Ian.
Yeah?
Do you consider yourself a pretty intelligent fella?
At times.
Have you ever heard of the Mozart effect?
No.
Well, let me enlighten you a little bit to the Mozart effect. Researchers at the Center of Neurobiology of Learning and Memory at the University of California in Irvine, California, have determined that 10 minutes of listening to a Mozart piano sonata can raise the measurable IQ of you by up to 9 points.
Okay, if that's true, here's a question for you.
But wait. Before, do you want to play him some Mozart before the question or after the question?
Okay, tell you what. You play the Mozart while I'm asking the question, and I'll bet he'll be able to answer it because
okay.
He'll listen to Mozart.
Are you ready, Ian?
It's a test. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
What Mozart concerto is
this? This is the Einie Kleinie Night Music.
Oh, this is classic. This one, like, makes you want to buy pizza or so. Was it chicken or something?
Papa John's? Okay, get an earful, Ian.
All right.
Okay, ask your question, Rob.
Okay, this study was done out in Irvine, California, right?
Okay.
What is the team mascot's nickname for the University of California at Irvine?
Mozart's not that good.
No, it's not the Mozart's not that good.
No, I don't know that one.
Well, give him another shot of it, Chris.
Okay.
Concentrate this time. Really listen to the become the music. All don't right. Just listen to it.
All right.
This is the Einy Niney Shack My Heiny Night Music.
Right on. What is the square root of 938?
Oh, man.
Here, get an earful.
Okay, turn it up a little. Sorry, man.
Do you know?
No, this is, you know, the Mozart thing, I think this theory's full of shit. Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah. Okay, one other deal here. Now, what we're going to do now is play something that'll make you really stupid.
All right.
Okay, now we're going to ask you another trivia question, and we're going to see how you can answer it. But this time, we're going to play you a little music by the popular grunge group Nirvana. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, ask them a question.
Are you listening to the music? Do you feel your brain atrophying?
Trying not to, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here's your next question. What's the capital of California?
The capital of California?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Can I take like a wild stab at it?
Well, I figured I'd ask a question that everybody knew, then we'd see if the Nirvana made you stupid so you couldn't answer it.
I'm a Canadian, man. I don't
take
know.
Off, you hoser.
No way.
You don't know the answer?
Sacramento has that.
Bingo, he got it.
See, so maybe the study that they did at the Neurobiology Center of Learning at Memory of the University of California wasn't that keen after all.
I guess not.
Okay, well, we're going to hang up on you and take another caller.
Sure enough.
Ian, okay. You're the curve wrecker, buddy.
The phone number here is 749-1444. That's 749-1444.
You know what he's like? You know what Ian's like? You know what Ian's like, Chris? You know what Ian's like?
Technology. No, what's Ian like?
He's like the Japanese kid in class. He just wrecks the curve.
Yeah, somebody's got it.
He's like the Japanese kid in geometry class. He just wrecks the curve.
Well, anyway, this whole study, Mozart study thing, is interesting to me. The effect on the intelligence of the college students that were used in the study barely lasted longer than the echo of the piano chords because the IQ boost dissipated within 15 minutes of hearing the end of the Mozart. So, like, in other words, once they turned Mozart off, it was all over. Hey, Pete, you're on the air.
I am?
Yeah, welcome
Holy
to the show, Pete.
Smokes. Is this Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Gooch?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob!
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What's going on, man?
Hi, Pete.
Hey, we're calling from Green Hills.
How are things in lovely, romantic Green Hills tonight?
The world's largest retirement community.
Not too good, pal. Mitchell Pharmacies is closed.
No.
Get out of here.
Out of business?
No kidding, it is.
Well, with Gill's closed, now there's no place to get baseball cards up there.
Yeah. It's one of the oldest shopping centers in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Gill's went out of business about 10 years ago.
It's looking that way, you know what I'm saying?
Did you ever go in Gill's when the little old lady was standing there watching so you wouldn't steal any candy?
Yeah.
Remember
when
her?
Went
hey.
Went there to, like, get Zots and stuff?
If she's out there... Oh, Zots are the greatest. If she's out there, don't do that.
What the hell was that? If that was evil.
If the lady from Gills is out there, give us a call at 749-1444.
Because
we got a lot of questions
that
to
was
ask
a long
her.
Time ago.
Especially about her relationship with old Gill.
Yeah.
And remember Gill's kid?
Jeff?
Yeah, he used to work there.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, Pete, you
he
called us. What's on your mind?
When she was younger, you know.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you call us?
This is damn near fascinating.
Your signal's a little faint over the phone there, pal. What's up?
What's not going over the phone? It's going over the airwaves. This is unlike any other radio station. You have to listen to your radio, not the telephone.
This is called low-budget white-knuckle radio. Get used to it.
Well, it's a good thing that I got my car to open of my Saturn. I got one of those new Saturn cars.
Cool. Well, yeah, so you don't need to just keep pressing the phone harder and harder into your ear until it bleeds because we're not coming out over the telephone lines.
Aha.
We're broadcast, baby.
So, what else is new?
A needle pulling thread.
Okay, here's what we're going to do to you.
Okay. Do it to me.
They did this study where these college students listened to a little Mozart, answered some questions, and they did really good on them. So we're going to try it with you. We're going to play a little Mozart and ask you some trivia questions, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Here's the Mozart. Okay, ask him a question, Rob.
Who shot Alexander Hamilton?
Do I got to give his full name?
Yeah, while we're listening to Mozart.
Clay.
It wasn't Henry Clay, no.
It wasn't?
No. Who did Henry Clay shoot? That'll be your next trivia question.
Oh, nice.
Well, we'll ask him that. Okay, we did it with the Mozart, and he was wrong, okay? Now we'll try it once again, but this time we'll play a little music by that popular grunge group, Dinosaur Jr. You ready?
Right.
Wait a minute.
That was Mozart,
hit?
Dude.
Right on.
You're on CD1. That's still it. CD, dude. It's the blue.
You had it.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, here's a little Dinosaur Jr. Ask him a question, Rob.
Okay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Listen to the tunes. Get into it.
Okay. Ooh, turn it down.
Okay, what is the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
Bingo.
Dang.
See?
Grunge music makes you smarter,
I didn't get
dude.
A degree from UC from nothing.
Tell you what, man. You're a man about town. You could be the reason Cincinnati is the best place to live. Smart guys like you driving around aimlessly in the middle
that?
Of the night.
What about that, huh? That Cincinnati at the top of the list, huh?
Oh, I tell you what, man. And especially by a journal as prestigious as Places
was that published
Rated.
Here by any chance?
Oh, I think so. Tillery Publications, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's... It's a trip to the beach. Obviously, they've been through, you know, Brian. We were talking about that at Daniels, and obviously, they've been through, like, Northside, Norwood.
Norwood's not part of Cincinnati.
Other fine neighborhoods, you know.
No, here's the deal. They went up to Mount Adams, got a chicken breast sandwich, and choppered on out of here.
Oh, and then, they were eating that with the satin jacket 40-year-old hip dudes up there
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. So let's talk about Cincinnati radio. So what do you think about all that radio coming from the hill?
Hey, Pete, can you hear this dude we got down here working for us? He keeps popping his bones. Like, a minute ago, he pushed his head back, and his neck went crack.
Who was that? Sissy Spacek? Who was that?
Go out over the air.
Linda Blair. He was like Linda Blair. He spun his head all the way around. It was evil.
It feels good.
It was like Steve Martin when he found out he had $200,000 instead of just $200.
Well, let me just say this. I feel incredibly honored to, like, be broadcasted live at this point in time on a Tuesday night, which, remember when you invited me to, like, stop by and play guitar and, you know, have, a call-in thing where I might play Freebird and stuff like that?
Oh, that was you?
I wouldn't be up this late. Well,
that was you?
Here it is.
Well, that's great.
I'm up this late.
Well, you should have brought your guitar and you could have played Give Me Three Steps or Give Me Back My Bullets or Saturday
I was
Night
right
Special.
In the neighborhood, you guys. I should have done it, and I will, I promise.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, there's no sadder words than these. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Well, listen, I tell you what, I gotta go home and munch on my Captain Crunch and...
Pete, let me tell you one thing before... let me tell you one thing before you go.
Okay.
Aaron Burr.
Ow!
Later!
Ow.
Bob Dylan released a brand new record. It came out today, and it's called World Gone Wrong. Brand new record by Bob Dylan.
Is that rolling?
It's gonna... Give us a call here at 749-1444. We're the Chris and Rob Talk Show. He's Rob, I'm Chris.
We have to leave the studio now because this one's non-smoking.
Oh, okay. So anyway, we're going to play a song. We'll be right back. 749-1444. This is a new folk song by Bob Dylan. Show. The phone number is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. And before we get into things, we got an announcement to make.
You do?
Yeah, make it. Can make the announcement.
Sunday?
Yeah, the Sunday thing.
Sunday afternoon.
By the way, you think country western good bluegrass picking raises your intelligence? Okay.
Little drop thumb action.
Okay, make the announcement.
Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock to 6:30.
Halloween.
Yeah, oh, that is Halloween.
Yeah, it's this coming Sunday.
5:50 a.m. amplitude modification.
That's the other band.
5:50 a.m. WLWA, the Chris and Rob Halloween Spooktacular.
It's going to be a Halloween Spookorama with Chris and Rob. 5:50 WLWA, 5:50 a.m.
Whole cast of Halloweenies.
Sunday. Also, this program is brought to you in part by Pizza Papa John's. We love you, Pizza Papa John's. What's up over there?
Uh-oh.
TJ?
He's on the wrong line.
He's out of town.
Oh.
He's on the wrong line,
tell you what.
Too.
Oh, it's TJ. We'll find the other line, then. And then we'll get to TJ. It's a mess in here, I'm telling you. We're in a new studio, and it's a mess.
It's a total free-for-all.
It is.
Basically.
But we got TJ up next.
You bet your life.
No, TJ was on the other line. Was on the wrong line.
So we got this other cat next.
Oh.
It's all so confusing. It's just all so complicated.
It is, isn't it?
We're trying to make it simple.
Okay. Oh, hey, tell TJ real quick here.
Well, okay, we're going to go talk about cloning here and just in just a moment with Andy. And that's what we're going to do. And momentarily, coming up on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, it's a conversation with Andy. Andy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's the good word?
What's happening?
Nothing.
TJ's going to be calling in a minute, so we got to make this quick.
Okay, I just want to know, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, what's your take on cloning?
Cloning is a wonderful thing, as long as you're cloning people who are real good looking.
No, my whole deal with cloning is, they scared the hell out of me when I was a little kid. I never thought they were funny. They'd cram 18 of them into a little bitty car, they'd drive around the circus, and they'd just scare the hell out of me.
No, I'm serious.
Especially the little ones with the daggers, and that crazy, crazed grin on their face.
Ah, that was just nuts. Those clones just got to find somewhere else to go.
Really, though?
Are you talking about that new embryo thing?
Yeah.
They've been doing it with cows for a decade now.
Yeah, but they just did it with humans on Saturday for the first time.
Whoa.
They cloned a little baby human.
They did not.
What the Vatican said about it.
What did the Vatican say?
They said it was perverse.
You know, whenever I'm thinking about scientific topics, I always wonder what the Vatican thinks about it.
Also, you got to look to somebody for spiritual leadership.
This is scientific leadership.
The answer is within yourself. Ask yourself the question, is cloning ethical? I still don't understand it.
Listen, here's the deal. Whether it's ethical or not, it's going to get done.
Yep.
If they can do it, it's going to get done whether it's ethical or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying there's nothing we can do about it, huh?
I'm saying you can't stand in the way of progress. It's a steamroller and it'll roll right over you. Whether this is progress, it is a new technology, and you can't repress new technology. It'll be done whether the Vatican thinks it's a good idea, or whether Chris and Rob think it's a good idea, or whether Andy thinks it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
You think it's a good idea?
I think it's pretty neat.
So you think if a couple wants to have identical twins, they could really have identical twins?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what that'll bring up? This will be cool. This could settle for once and for all the big debate over nature versus nurture, because you could take a pair of cloned people and like split them up and see if they come out exactly the same, or see if they come out differently depending on the environment they're raised in.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody should try to stop it, though. I mean, you have all the Christian fundamentalists saying like, it's awful, and that, you know.
Well, it's not just a Christian fundamentalist. A lot of people get kind of woozy about it.
I kind of don't like the idea of cloning Rob and having the Rob and Rob late night talk show, because then I'd be out of a job. So that whole idea doesn't appeal to me from that certain angle.
I think they should do it.
What about this? You want to go to war? You just
clone yourself.
You just make a whole bunch of clones and go fight so you can stay around.
Exactly.
Instead of going to be drafted, you just, like, give them a couple hairs and let them take your hair and clone you.
Well, you know, Timothy Leary is trying to put his brain into the deep freeze so that they can bring him back.
I think Timothy Leary's brain has been in the deep freeze for quite a while, hasn't it?
Says Timothy Leary, the real problem is how to preserve consciousness or preserve your personality or preserve what you might call your soul.
Ooh.
And then you could come back and get it, like, say, in 100 years
or whatever.
I
thought he was a computer geek now.
He is.
Oh.
So what do you think of that? He's gone.
He changed the subject on him, and he hung up. I don't blame him.
Rob, here's how I vote. I say we look into the matter, read up on a little bit, educate ourselves on this whole cloning thing, make a few calls out there to California or wherever they're doing all the cloning, and see if we can get to the bottom of this.
They cloned an embryo, but not a full-grown human being.
Take a phone number we can reach him at later.
I take it you know TJ.
Yeah, I know TJ. He's an old bud.
Traveling Jack.
Yeah.
Tijuana. Do we have to talk to him over the phone? Or
yeah, we're going to have to talk to him over the phone like the old way. In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and the phone number is 749-1444. Hello, TJ.
Hello.
Hi, what's hanging?
Hey, can I hardly hear you.
Where are you at?
Tucson,
Arizona.
Yeah.
I thought you were scooting over to Atlanta.
I will be soon.
What are you going to do when you get to Atlanta?
Not a whole lot.
What are you doing in Tucson right now?
I'm waiting on a job prospect, and if that falls through, I will definitely go to Atlanta.
I heard you got jilted by an old lover.
What's that?
Did you get jilted by an old lover?
Kind of, but
tell
it's
us
okay.
About it. Is it heartbreak?
Nah, not really. It was for about 2 days, but I got over it.
Tell us stories about your travels in the Great West.
Well, my van made it.
All right.
And I've been doing a little traveling while I'm out here. I'm kind of looking at this like a vacation.
Well, yeah, if you're going to go out west, you might as well look at it as a vacation.
I've already visited Mexico. I've been to Las Vegas.
Ask him if he got me anything.
And all the wonderful camping spots around here.
So when should Chris and Rob expect their genuine Hilton Hotel
What's that big Vegas hotel with the big cowboy waving his arm?
That's a strip club, this hotel.
Well, sorry.
When can we expect our nugget ashtrays? Our silver nugget. Is that what it's called? The silver nugget? When can we expect our golden nugget Las Vegas ashtrays?
I stayed at the Aladdin, so you'll get a lamp fairly soon.
All right. So how much did you lose while you were in Vegas?
About $100.
Did you see Frank?
Frank?
Frank Sinatra?
No, he wasn't there. Engelbert was there.
Did you see Engelbert?
Yeah, and Tears for Fears was coming the day after we left. But beyond that, there really wasn't a whole lot happening.
What a double bill. That'd been too much for your little heart to stand. Engelbert and Tears for Fears, Roland Orzabal and Engelbert Humperdinck in the same weekend. Your heart would have probably just exploded anyway. It's a good thing you got out of there while you could.
So what are the topics tonight?
We're talking about Cincinnati being the number one city in the country. We're talking about cloning. Since Cincinnati's the best city in the country, should we all just clone Cincinnati and go take over all the cities that suck, like St. Louis and San Diego?
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn?
St. Louis needs some real help.
East St. Louis is possibly the worst city in America, isn't it?
Have you ever driven through it?
No, I'm scared to.
Oh, it's like Gary, Indiana with people. Bad.
No, I saw that National Lampoon movie where the guy got stranded in East St. Louis, and I said, that's enough for me. Because if Chevy Chase can't cut it there, no one can.
Yeah, you don't want to be there. There's not a whole lot there.
Well, now that you've been all over the country, and Cincinnati's been ranked number one, can you believe it?
Who said that?
Places Rated Almanac.
Really?
Yeah, the Places Rated Almanac says, with 1.5 million people, it ought to be strong in a big city of amenities, and it is.
Well, here's the deal.
If
our good buddy TJ,
was
a highly educated, well-read, current, up-to-date individual, hasn't heard of this, and he's out there on the road in the Great West, obviously only Cincinnati's making a big deal out of it.
Wow. Well, you know what I say? It's a great place to live there, but you wouldn't want to visit.
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
That's one way of looking at it.
It's a nice place to settle down. I'll probably settle down there one of these days.
That's
because
you sat on a cactus. Have you sat on a cactus yet?
No, I stepped on one, though.
Hey, get us a tumbleweed. Bring us back a big 4-foot tumbleweed.
Okay, I'll pack it in bubble wrap and send it out.
That'll work.
Cool. Do you know the mailbox number?
Mailbox number?
Yeah.
It's not in here.
Oh, let me get it.
Oh, I know it. If you want to send any mail to the Chris and Rob Talk Show, here, I'll say it over here. If you want to send any mail to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, send it to this address. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF, Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. And I'll tell you something, we love fan mail.
How about that?
Wonderful.
TJ, you're a world traveler, you're a globetrotter, you're a modern-day Charles Dickens, and we're the better for knowing you.
Well, good. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
How's the band doing?
The bands are doing okay.
That's good. I talked to Ian.
And?
He's in San Francisco.
Is this point to point?
Yeah.
Cool.
But,
Is San Francisco treating him well? Like, is he hooked on LSD yet or anything like that? Is he hanging out with Jerry and Mickey?
He still can't find a job.
Figures. I hear it's hard to find a job in San Francisco unless you're really flaming.
Well, I wouldn't know.
They love faggot table waiters out there.
Well, you know I know.
Aren't you glad you're not here so you don't have to vote on issue 3? You get to skate the whole thing.
I haven't voted in my life.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling us, TJ.
All right.
Keep in touch, will
you? I'll talk to you soon.
Good luck in Atlanta. I hear they have a better baseball team than they do in Tucson.
Tell you what you do, TJ, you want to make a mint, you get down there now, you scout out a good corner, you start printing those Atlanta 96 Olympic t-shirts, and you sit back and just let the money roll in.
That would pay the rent. Yeah.
Okay, have a good vacation.
All right, well, thank you.
Later.
Bye.
Hang on, man.
Wow. I tell you what, man, so far it's been you talking to one of your buddies about Green Hills Baseball Card Shop. Now it's you talking to one of your buddies about your band.
If there's any other buddies out there, give us a call at 749-1444.
I think you've used up your allotment of friends for this edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Well,
speaking of
Atlanta and Olympics and sports and everything,
come in on this rating thing?
I don't know.
Is it in
they
here?
They probably don't even care.
They didn't
suck
even
so
place, run place or show.
But I have a question.
I'll have an answer.
I hear that the NFL,
the National Football League,
just granted two expansion teams. One of them went to Charlotte, South Carolina.
Charlotte, South Carolina will be known as the Tobacco Chewers.
Where do you think the other one's going to go?
There are four cities up for it. There's Baltimore. There's one city in, what the hell's that place called? Florida. Mm-hmm. The other, and there's Memphis is up for a city.
Oh, Memphis is up for a team, eh?
Yeah, Memphis is up for a team.
Well, what if Memphis gets a team, what do you think they're going to call the team, seeing as how Memphis has a long history in music?
They will call that team the Jerry Lee Lewis's, the Great Balls of Fire.
No.
They'll call that team the Blue Suede Shoes.
No.
They will call that team the Ribs, Memphis Ribs. Isn't Memphis famous for their ribs and stuff?
No, Montgomery is.
And the United States Football League, Memphis was known as the Showboats, I believe.
No. Think big. Think Graceland.
The Memphis Honka Honka Burning Loves.
No, we're talking about...
The Memphis Suspicious Minds.
You ain't nothing but a Memphis Hound Dog. They're thinking about calling the team the Memphis Hound Dogs or just the Hound Dogs. Would it be one word, Hound Dogs, or would it be two words, the Memphis Hound Dogs?
I would go with the two words, Hound Dogs.
Well, the people of the city of Memphis are not real big on the idea because they think it'll make Memphis look like a city of a bunch of hillbillies.
Like they need any help with that. What the hell? Does Cincinnati Reds make
music
Cincinnati?
If you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it. That's what happens to me. I can't help it. I mean, I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it.
Bill, do you feel that you've been very lucky, or do you feel that you do have a talent that most of the other people you meet don't have?
Well, sir, I've been very lucky. And I happened to come along at a time in the music business where there was no trend. I was lucky. I mean, the people were looking for something different, and I was lucky. I came along just in time.
Could you imagine somebody now asking a guy, do you think you were lucky, or do you think you have any talent?
What the hell kind of question was that? What did Elvis punch that guy's lights out?
John, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, hi. John.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Okay.
What's on your mind, John?
I'm a senior at Western Hills High School.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's a lot of shootings and stuff. And I almost got shot last night.
There's a lot of shootings?
Yeah. I was up there last night, and this one black guy, he came up to me with a 9mm. And he said, give me your money. And I only had $5 on me. And he almost shot me.
Where do you think he got it?
Probably off the streets.
You can just buy a gun on the street like buying a bag of pot?
Yeah.
Really?
You can buy one anywhere.
Are you afraid to go to school?
Yeah, sure am.
So do you go to school?
Yeah, I still go to school. Like, the security guards, they help me out a little bit, but they help the people out, the other people out that have the guns too sometimes because they believe them more than they believe me.
John, it sounds like it's a tough situation you got yourself into there.
Yeah. I'm thinking about transferring schools, but that won't do any good.
Why wouldn't it?
There's more than that. There's schools all over the city with guns in them.
I tell you what, it's absolutely pathetic when a kid's scared to go to school because a guy with a 9mm might shoot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you dropped out, I'd be behind you every step of the way.
But I'm not a dropout. I have straight B's.
Yeah.
I'm a good student.
I don't know what to tell you. It's a problem that's not uncommon.
Yeah.
And you just have to cope with it in some way and do whatever's best and safest for yourself.
You know any of these guys that got the guns?
Yes.
You know where they keep them?
They keep them in their locker sometimes. Sometimes they keep them on them.
You know how to be sneaky and get in their locker?
No.
I tell you what, there's a lot of the school year left, too.
I bet you can figure some way to sneak in their locker, get their gun, and ditch it.
How could I do that?
Do you think those guys would actually use it? Do you think they would actually shoot you?
Yes, they shot. I'm not the only person that had a gun pulled on.
Hold on. Someone has shot somebody and they're still in school there?
Yes.
You gotta be kidding.
They can't trace the bullet or anything. They're what? The same person that's still in the school.
Where the hell's Quincy at?
There's one guy at the school. His name is Quincy. He shot one person in school. The person is in the hospital, right? There's very many.
And is Quincy still in school?
Yes.
Hmm.
What the hell do you have to do to get kicked out of Western Hills High?
Kill somebody.
Oh, so if you just shoot somebody, that's what, like a day of in-school suspension or something?
It seems like it.
Do you have metal detectors? Do you have to go through a metal detector on your way to school every morning?
No, because they have, like, portable metal detectors.
Mm-hmm.
They're not up. They haven't been up yet. I never seen one.
But I tell you what, you should call the Board of Education and see if you can get some action on this.
I might want to talk to the principal, too. Not that he really cares, but you got to give it a shot.
Yeah. I called the safe line, and I gave my name and my address and everything, and they haven't called me yet, and I called them about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, try calling the Board of Education out there, and try calling the cops out there, too.
Do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
Well, call the Board of Education and to see if you can't get yourself transferred to a better school.
And we have a truant officer. He's a real police officer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of promotes it because he has a 9mm himself, and he sometimes waves it around, trying to make people go through their class quicker.
One or seven. But I tell you what, if you have a truant officer there with a gun, I think I can understand why he would have a gun. You're not going to go into a place without a gun if you got kids with guns. I don't think it's the cops' fault that the kids are carrying guns.
Oh, wow.
So if you have a car, if you think you can get around a little bit, call the Board of Education. See if you can't get transferred.
Okay, I'll do that.
Scout around. See if you can't get transferred, because there's no way that you should be going into a school that you're scared to go into.
Yeah.
If they give you any crap, tell them Chris and Rob sent you.
Okay.
Thanks for your call,
hey,
and good luck.
That'll get something done. Chris and Rob sent me. I mean, that'll shake
that'll
them up
light
right
a fire
down
under their ass. Hey, good luck, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. Man, can you believe that? I mean, we had, like, spit wads and stuff, like guns. Dude had a pocket knife. He was a rowdy.
Mm-hmm. We had a flare gun. He was a rowdy.
Yeah, the guy had a flare gun.
But,
he's falling down. I tell you what, there's got to be something about that chair that just makes people daze off.
I know.
We had Scott, and he was doing a bang-up job.
Big shout-out to Scott, by the way.
Woo!
All right. Big shout-out to Circle K and Norwood. Woo! Where would we be without the Norwood Circle K?
And that's big shout-out to Swimwear Illustrated.
Woo! I mean, where would all the people from the suburbs go to buy pornography if they couldn't go into Norwood?
It's not pornography. Playboy's not pornography.
They got We there, too.
We,
you know.
Yeah, we were there getting a pop this afternoon.
Who's up next?
Regarding school guy.
RC. I didn't work on your handwriting,
buddy. I thought it said RE, meaning like regarding. You know how like
yeah, that's how they do that, RE. Regarding nerds that look
Zeke?
Like
this
the Breakfast
Cabin
Club.
Creep.
Is this Zeke?
Yeah, it is. I mean, he got my name all wrong.
Well, Zeke, why don't you
I
just...
I said Zeke, not Re.
Shut up for a minute, Zeke. We can't take Zeke without some proper introducing Zeke music, so hang on a minute.
If you're not familiar with Zeke, he's a permanent fixture of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk
Show. He's like
so
a permanent caller or something.
He resides on Cabin Creek, which is a state of mind.
There's Frost
Weekend
up here, too.
Shut up.
That guy. Okay.
We got music coming. Here we go.
There's Frost in his mind.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and on the line now is Zeke, calling from Cabin Creek. Hello, Zeke, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going fantastic. How you doing there,
Zeke? Hey, you know that magazine, you know, I did some research on it, and even though it does have a publication date outside of Cincinnati, it's a subsidy of, like, Cincinnati Magazine, so why should we even, like, pay attention to it?
Places Rated Magazine is a subsidy of Cincinnati
yeah.
Magazine, perhaps the worst publication in the history of publications?
Thank you. So, I mean, why is it, like, such a big deal? You know, everyone goes, like, what? Cincinnati number one? Oh, we live here. We know.
Zeke, I tell you what, you're the man to shine a light onto a dark subject.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was pretty sick because you
guys were
rolling with it.
If that's the case, why was Seattle number one a few years ago?
Aha.
Because it had grunge, and then people, you know, when you test them, they found out that Southern California really tested low and Seattle tested high, and that was because Southern California was listening to, what was it, Fugazi?
Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
But didn't Money Magazine rate Cincinnati like 143 out of 141
yeah,
places
because,
rated?
Yeah, you know, it used to be called the, what, the Blue Chip City or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And,
now
you
it's
know,
called the Bull
you look
Chip
around
City.
And it's like most... Most companies around here are folding up, but the only reason it like kind of like went high is because they haven't folded completely. You know, out west, aero space industry like went down real.
But
quick.
How did Pittsburgh get number five? That's the real
Pittsburgh
mystery.
Should be rated way above us. I mean, because one, they got like teams that are better than ours.
They have three rivers, not
and
just
they got
one.
The best sports bars downtown, and they renovated their downtown like decades ago, not like they're thinking about it now.
Hey, Zeke.
Yeah.
You ever seen anybody eat popcorn out of a bag and like run his hand way up into his lips and then like lick his fingers dry and then stick his hand back into the damn bag?
Yeah.
A guy with a big wet paw sticking it back into the bag of popcorn. Have you ever seen anybody do that?
No, what I hate is like when people scratch their head and then they sniff their hand.